They have their back against the wall. We'll see who wins the battle.
Working off the left hash, a third and four, three wide to the right, one to the left. That's Morrison. Rolling to his right is Humpert. Looking to pass, nothing there. Will run it. He gets, and there's a fumble, and USA recovers. USA recovers at the 7-yard line. He was in the right spot at the right time. On the bound of that pile is number 55, Max Slater, and he appears to be slightly injured on that reception as Cole Finkbeiner is assisting him.
It's 56, guys. It's
56.
Yeah, 55's on the sideline. Can't be him. It's got to be 56.
Is that
Blake Ryerson, I believe, is the name. I was just told, Clark. He is not on your list.
We do not have him on our roster.
What is going on there, huh?
We got nothing there.
I just got her told he was moved,
up this
week.
So hope the best for him.
I think, and be honest with you, I think it was Colt Siebert that forced the fumble for USA. Big time turnover. And it completely changed the way the outlook of this game was going in the second half.
2:07 left in the third, and USA recovers a fumble at their own 7-yard line, and now they're facing a first and 10. And the first play is a handoff to the left side.
Looked like number 10, Aaron Sines on the carry.
No game. Sets up a second down, 10 to go.
Yeah, they go with right back to their Aaron Sines, who's their north and south runner. They like to have him hit the hole quickly. Dives right through the middle, and no one there. 51 there to make the stop. First defender on the play for Vassar. That's the big man, Devin Perro.
Vassar moved the ball 76 yards and 3 minutes and 14 seconds in that last drive, which resulted in a fumble at the 7-yard line of USA. Second and 10 for the Patriots, leading 24-22. And it's a quarterback keeper, Foley, around the right side. Nothing going there at all. A flag flies from the near sideline judge, as more likely it's going to be a face mask. It would set up a third down, 9 yards to go before the result of this flag on the play.
Yeah, and it's too bad because number 12, Tyler Humpert, read the play as a defensive end, makes the tackle. He's going to get 15 yards for it, but it was unintentional. He was just trying to wrap him up, and sometimes them fingers can grab the bottom of that face mask. That was the case there, 15 yards, and now USA gets a sigh of relief as they get away from their own end zone and don't have to run third and 10 with right there on right inside the goal line.
So now tack on 15 yards, and they're all of a sudden out at the 23-yard line as Cass City's Nick Perry strikes again. It's now 42-20 over Reese. So Cass City rolling to a victory as well.
Yeah,
Sandusky blew it open, wide open against Brown City. No word yet from that Harvey Beach-Ubley game. Last we heard, Bad Axe was leading Lakers 30-6 on last word. 55 seconds left in the third. Vassar trailing by 2 points to USA, 24-22. USA with the ball, new set of downs at their own 24-yard line. Pitch out to Siebert to the right side on the near sideline. Breaks free of two tackles and drags his defender all the way out to the 38-yard line. Finally stopped by Colton Fabro after about a 15-yard gain.
That sweep looked like it was going nowhere, Clark. And when, as soon as Siebert got to the sideline, he turned it upfield. And next thing you know, he's got 15 yards, and there are three Vulcan defenders laying on the sideline. He broke through all three of them before Fabro forced him out of bounds. A tough, tough run by Colton Siebert, and a nice gain to get them, again, further move them closer to midfield.
They're standing at the 36-yard line, facing a new set of downs, first and 10. 44 seconds before the end of the third quarter.
Late in the third quarter, we just got an update, Clark. Ubley leads Harbor Beach 26-18. Got a ball game over there in Ubley.
So neither team out of the woods yet in Ubley. It's a handoff to Macklin Gettle across the 40 line in a fumble on the end of that play, and Vassar recovers. Colton Fabro recovers the fumble at the 42-yard line. So we didn't have a turnover the entire game, and now we have a down player, a USA player on the end of that.
Looks like the ball carrier, Macklin Gettle.
Macklin Gettle is on the field, and representatives from Shure Healthcare Network on the field. A turnover for USA gives the ball back with 36 seconds left in this third quarter. Appears to be a knee issue. Not exactly sure what is happening there.
looks like Marlette has blown it wide open against Memphis as well. Marlette leads 42-6 over Memphis.
So we are having a official timeout for injury with 36 seconds left in this third quarter. Never like to see this. Macklin Gettle down on the field as they're trying to get him back up. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we will have more action in this third quarter from USA leading Vassar 24-22.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bed-Ex. They have the proper equipment parts and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bed-Ex. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
And a very big special thanks for that Ubley update from Mr. Paul P. Adams himself. As now Macklin Gettle is sitting up, and it appears they're going to be getting him up right now as the sports systems and fans erupt in support for Macklin Gettle, who lost the ball on the end of his carry. And it's coming out very gingerly. Looks like it appears to be a knee issue, left knee.
Very easily could be a shot to the head there as well, Clark. The way they were holding him up, he could be a little woozy as well. Hopefully it's nothing serious for him, and everything's all right there.
So that's two injuries now for USA. As Vassar gets the ball back, first and 10 at the USA 42-yard line. That's two straight possessions with a fumble ending each drive, one for Vassar, now one for USA. Vassar gets the ball back at the USA 42-yard line, 36 seconds before the end of the third quarter. Quads to the right, no one to the left. Humpert in the backfield, rolling to his right. Cuts back in, cuts to the left, going to run this one. He's across the 40, down to the 35, and runs out of bounds at the 32-yard line for about a 10-yard gain. He's going to be close to the first down marker. No word yet from the officials.
Yeah, I see this week, Clark, they're not going to eye it up from the other side of the field. They're going to line it up and actually take a closer look at it. No decision yet.
There it is. And the referee tonight, Paul Geiger, gives the signal. First and 10, a 10-yard pickup for Tyler Humpert on the keeper. Gives a new set of downs for the Vulcans. First and 10 now from the 32-yard line of USA.
Now Tyler Humpert does a nice job of avoiding a defensive backer in the backfield and then turns it upfield. This time taking a little better care of the football, though, Clark.
24-22 USA by two. It's a screen pass to Atwood. He catches it. He's across the 25, close down to the 20-yard line when he's forced out of bounds at the far sideline by number 75, Cole Finkbeiner, yet again. It's close to the first down marker yet again. 20 seconds left in this third.
Very close, and that's, of course, that play is on the opposite side of the field as us. We thought he had a first down, but it looks like they're going to rule him down a full yard short. Maybe he stepped out of bounds in front of that marker, Clark. So second down and a 1 yard coming up for the Vulcans.
A 9-yard gain on that screen pass to Atwood. Four receivers to the left, no one to the right. Working off that right hash. Humpert, screen pass to the left to Atwood. And this one goes right through his hands. Incomplete. And now it sets up a third down, 1 yard to go.
Well, I like the play call. I said it a bunch in the first half, Clark. We're seeing it now in the second half. They're loading up one side of the field. USA putting two defenders in an area where there's three, in this case, four receivers. They're literally just turning one guy around, throwing a screen pass. This time the pass a little bit behind the intended receiver, and it rolls safely out of bounds but ruled incomplete, so no harm done. Third and one coming up, 24-22. The home team, USA, leads in this game.
Third down, 1 yard to go. Four receivers to the left, same formation. Humpert on the second hike, gets the keeper, and he's diving all the way around, and he's finally down at the 30-yard line and dives forward Excuse me, Tim, from the 20-yard line to the 15, but we have a flag on the opposite side of the field, way back at the 27-yard line.